Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Murray here. I'd like to welcome Aisling Byrne back to the show. Hello, Aisling. How are you?
Oh, how are you, Trina? Nice to chat to you again.
Irish filmmaker, and your short film, Turnaround, is in consideration for the Oscars shortlist this year. Of course, this is no big deal to you, Aisling, because this has happened before.
That's right. In fact, I think we were chatting this time last year.
Yeah. Remind everyone what the film was last year.
So last year we had a short film called Headspace, which went on to be Academy qualifying as well. We didn't expect for lightning to strike twice, but I'm wondering, maybe we might have better luck progressing to shortlist this time. We'll see.
Yeah, fantastic. So tell me about Turnaround. What's this one about?
So Turnaround, it stars the amazing Claire Rushbrook, who people might recognise. She's currently playing David Tennant's wife in Rivals on Disney+.
Wow.
So Claire plays a character, Mag. She's a cleaner who turns over high-end Airbnbs in West Cork, and we follow this character on a journey whereby she experiences a very significant bereavement, and in the wake of that, she discovers a kind of a tightly held secret that her friend had been keeping from her in this house that they had been cleaning together for many years, and she has to decide if she will, you know, what she's going to do with this. That's probably the best way I can describe it without giving loads of it away.
Yeah. So you must be kind of on the go all the time, because as soon as one film is done, you're kind of moving on to the next one.
Well, I suppose I guess I've been making theatre for a lot of years, and I only started making film in the last in the last 4 years, and I have had a little bit of a accelerated trajectory. It would probably be more the norm that people might spend a little bit more time jumping from project to project, but maybe I need to start doing that. But yes, I've had kind of 3 films in very close succession, and I do hope a Turnaround will probably be the last short feature I make, because I'd love to progress to, you know, maybe making the first feature or making longer form work.
Is it quite challenging doing what you do? Because you have to try and get funding, you have to try and, like, there's a lot going on, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure, it is. I mean, I was only over in London with the film at the weekend, and I actually felt quite grateful for the system we have in Ireland, because comparatively speaking, we have some good kind of funding schemes in Ireland for filmmakers at the start of their career. We've got Screen Ireland. They fund like 10 short films a year under a scheme called Focus Shorts, and there would be no kind of equivalent in the UK. So we're quite lucky in Ireland in a way to resource, but it is still very tough, because I guess there's probably more people wanting to make films than there is the resources to allow everybody to make them. So
Yeah,
it can be, the arts can be a tough industry to be in at the best of times. But yes, I've been very, very fortunate to have Screen Ireland funding for Turnaround.
Yeah.
Because, the more money you have to make the film, the better it can be.
Absolutely. And then you're doing the rounds with all the festivals as well. You're getting the word out there about the film. And I know you're very involved as well, because, you know, speaking about the film we spoke about before, the last one, you're very involved in working with people who have special needs as well.
Yeah, so I run a company called Run of the Mill Arts. We create a platform for people with intellectual disabilities. I mean, the reason I came to film in the first place is that I wanted to pivot some of our projects with the company to film from theatre. So yeah, it is very busy. I am living out of a suitcase a lot at the film festivals, which has taken me away from some of the run-of-the-mill projects just over the last couple of months. But we actually are making another film at run-of-the-mill next year, because we had Headspace with our last film that qualified for the Oscar. It followed the story of Tony, a man with Down syndrome who is having some challenges in the house that he's living in. So we enjoyed that experience so much that, you know, we're, as a company, we're hoping to make more and more film instead of just theatre. So the ensemble at Run of the Mill have a brilliant idea for a psychological thriller set in a disability service called Mary is Missing. So we hope to shoot that next year. So more to come.
That sounds good. Yeah. I remember the other film so well. All he needed was some headphones, because the noise in the house was doing his head in.
I know, that's exactly it. There was a bit of Joe Dolan in there in his house. They wouldn't stop listening to Joe, based on a true story. So he had to try and buy himself a new pair of headphones.
He just couldn't take it anymore. He was going to kill your
man. It's actually on the RTE player now, that film. It premiered on the 2nd as part of this RTE short screen scheme. That's sort of platform short film. So if anyone would like to check it out, you can actually watch our last Oscar qualifying film from last year. You can watch it on the RTE player now. It's called Headspace.
Oh, fab. So what happens next now? So you're qualifying now to be considered for the Academy Award. What's the waiting game? What do you have to do next?
Well, it's actually not too long of a wait now, because Academy voting opened Monday and it closes on Friday. So when you're qualified, your film goes up into a screening room, and the Academy have a few months to watch it. and then this voting window opens. So we should know by this time next week if we have yet again failed to win an Oscar. Or, win one.
Ashton, you lose twice.
I hope not. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, Ashton, you make sure to text me and let me know if you failed for a second time to be nominated for an Oscar.
That's newsworthy. Maybe I'll go for a third. I'll go for the hat trick. No, there's like a huge amount of films in the mix, like 140 roughly on the longest. Yeah. So fingers crossed. We'll see.
Okay, you're so funny though. Do let me know either way, won't you?
I surely will. I will indeed.
Super. All right, take care. Aisling Byrne there. The film is called Turnaround, and as she mentioned, do have a look at Headspace on the RTÉ player as well. It's Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.